Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charan Bir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Now, before we get into tonight's matchup, I wanted to talk about a couple of things from the last matchup. That's when the San Jose Sharks took on the Winnipeg Jets. Sharks had lost that game 4-3, but that was the second of the two matchup between the Jets and the Sharks. The first matchup was a couple of months ago, and in that game, Sharks had lost 8-3. So you can see there's a huge improvement from that game to 2 months later. If that's any indication of where the Sharks are now, I think that is a good measure. But nonetheless, a couple of things happened there in the game. One was the Sharks scored an early goal in the third. They were leading 3-2 in the third. But then 7-8 minutes into that third, Sharks gave up a power play goal. And then a late goal in the third period ended up delivering a loss to the San Jose Sharks. Well, that has happened to the Sharks over the past few games, maybe I think four times in the last 5-6 games. So coach talked about that a bit. He talked about how the teams tend to have a siege on the Sharks for the 8-10 minutes and sometimes even longer in the third period. So few things. In the last game, we talked about Timothy Liljegren. I thought he had a pretty solid game. He saved that goal late in the third by tying the stick of Kupari. But then he had 10-11 minutes of ice time. And then also Shakir Mukhammadalin, who had a good game, but he needs to do better. So between those, we talked about whether what would be one of the changes. Well, one of the possible changes is putting Henry Thrun back in the lineup, which I think we're going to see him tonight. But also, we had a chance to talk to coach about how Shakir did and about Henry Thrun and about Timothy, and also what can the Sharks do to sort of fight that barrage of attacks late in the third to prevent that third period loss. So here's coach talking about that.
So coach, what do you thought of Timothy's game in the last game and also Shakir?
Yeah, I thought Lily was, had an up and down game. I thought he did some good things and he struggled in some areas. And, Shaq is probably in that same boat. I think he's a younger guy that's trying to find to his consistency at this level, and it's just extremely difficult. So he's made some mistakes that we need to continue to work with him and correct. But, he's a big guy, long reach. We think we have high hopes for him.
So who's in, who's out there between them?
Yeah, Lily will come out today.
Last night I was asking you about, actually after the game, about the power play of the other team actually. But maybe I guess better question is, was it the penalty kill? Because we couldn't kill either of the two power play.
We made some miscommunication, some bad reads on the two goals there, and that's what good power plays do, especially one of the hottest ones in the league in Winnipeg, and we'll see another one good one tonight. So some corrections that we need to correct and make sure we're on point. And it usually comes down to winning some face-offs, denying an entry, and you can usually get that first unit off the ice. So we got to be really on it tonight because it's a good power play.
So in case of Timothy, it seemed like, at least from our amateur perspective, he looked really good last night. He held that stick at the end, prevented that goal. I think it was on Kupari. Yeah. And he was plus one last night. What did you see different where he's not in the lineup?
Yeah, just some puck decisions, some reads without the puck. There's some things that we want from him to improve on and be more consistent with. And we're going to challenge him to be probably better than he believes he can be. And that's not just Lily, that's every defenseman, that's every four that's in that locker room. We're going to push and challenge him to be the best they possibly can be and better. And we need him to be a really good defenseman for us to start winning some hockey games.
And then also about the siege in the third, you talked about it from the last couple of games. And I think we gave a couple of goals in about three, four games already now in the third period. So what's the counter to that? And I know we also shortened the bench at the end. There's a lot of pressure. Is that maybe attributing a little bit to it? Maybe they're just too tired at the end? What's happening?
No, I think we're just learning how to win. We're a young group that's, for whatever reason, we get into those situations. And I watch a lot of hockey at night, and I watch a lot of games last night. You know, teams are up 4-2, and they lose a lead. You know, a Detroit-Philly game was exactly the same thing. Philly pounced on Detroit. You know, now Detroit counters and makes it 5-4. And, you know, but it's not just our team in this league, but we are trying to learn how to win. And we've seen some improvements through the year, but there's still a little ways to go.
What Shakir feels, overall, he had a good game. He had that little slow start. He talks about that here. And also, we talked about the first penalty that was taken by the Sharks. Sharks has two penalties. And, of course, both of them ended up with a goal against the Sharks. So being disciplined is going to be very important. It was very important in the last game. But it's also going to be important against the Avs today, who are currently ninth in the power play in the league.
So, Shakir, how did you feel you done in the last game?
I feel it's not the worst of my game, but still, yeah, I need to play better. I want to play better for sure, yeah.
Do you think that maybe the first few shifts, you know, just kind of getting into it a bit?
Yeah, you know, if you have, like, I want to play first shifts, but really good. Like, feel puck movement, feel somebody, like, play like hard in the corners. If I have like first couple shifts really good ones, I feel more confident after that. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, Henry Thrun was a healthy scratch in the last game. He's expected to be in the lineup. Here's Henry Thrun on some of the things he has been working on and what he's looking to do in the tonight's matchup.
So Henry, first of all, I know you sat out of there. What do you think? Are you in today?
Yeah, I'm playing tonight.
And when you do sit out, what do you do? Do you watch it from up there? What are you looking for during that time?
Yeah, I usually try to pick a defenseman on the other team that I like to watch, or someone that I think has part of his game that I try to replicate or just think that he does well. So for me, it's usually the way I watch the game if I have to sit out for a night.
And what was coach looking for you to improve when he did sit you out?
Yeah, he just wants me to execute a little bit better all over the ice. So whether it's defending or with the puck, just you know, perform at a higher execution rate.
Now with that, the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Colorado Avalanche tonight here at the SAP Center. Currently, the San Jose Sharks are dead last in the Pacific Division with 27 points, while the Avs are fourth in the Central Division with 36 points. Now, the Avs are doing a lot better in the last six matchups. They have won four of those matchups, had two losses, while the San Jose Sharks have only won one of their last six matchups. So you can see where the Avs are currently. Now, they had some issues in the beginning of the season. They also started the season with their longest losing streak of the season, which was at four, unlike Sharks, who had started the season with a losing streak of nine. Now, one of the things that has happened is Mackenzie Blackwood has been traded to the Colorado, and we had a chance to talk to Mackenzie Blackwood before the matchup tonight. So here, let's go to Mackenzie.
The way he communicates, is it just obviously, is it little details in the game? Like, what makes him so effective as a goalie coach in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. Like, he's so technical. He gets the day-to-day nuances, you know, easy to talk to, good relationships. So, I mean, technically, he's awesome, but he also gets, like, the little, you know, nuances of day-to-day and when to push and when to hold back. So, you know, we had a really close relationship there, and, you know, I'll always be thankful for him.
Where'd you get to start tonight? Great storyline for everybody involved. Great storyline for you?
I don't care. I'm just trying to play hockey. I don't care about storyline. That's for you guys.
No, we love it.
Now, tonight is the second of three matches between these two teams. The last matchup between these two teams was on October 20th, almost exactly 2 months ago. And in that matchup, San Jose Sharks lost 4-1. A lot of the damage that was done against the Sharks in that one was by the MacKinnon and Rantanen line. So tonight, San Jose Sharks going to have to sort of cover that line really well to really have a shot here for a W. Now, leading the score in the last five games from the Avs is MacKinnon with 4 goals, but Rantanen has 8 assists and 11 points. And leading the Sharks over the last 5 games in the goals is Toffoli, who has 3 goals, and for the assists is Nikolai with 5 assists and Celebrini with 7 points. Now, as for the lineup tonight, Coach sort of mentioned before the game, he expects to have pretty much of the same lineup. So on the top line tonight for the San Jose Sharks is going to be Barclay Goodrow with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. On the second line is Nikolai Kovalenko with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. In the third line is William Eklund with Alexander Wenberg and Will Smith. On the fourth line, Carl Grundstrom with Nico Sturm and Lou Cunning. That's pretty much the same matchup, same lineup that we had in the last game. Now, there are some changes in the defense. Jake Wallman with Cody Ceci, but Mario Ferraro with Jan Ruta, and Henry Thrun is in, Timothy is out. So Henry Thrun is with Shakir Mukhamadlin. I was wondering why Coach did that. I'm not even sure if that's going to stand. I have the feeling that there's 2 veterans, he might split them up, between Henry and Shakir, but we'll see. And maybe Coach feels that we only need to really contend with 2 of their top line. So we'll see how that develops. In the net tonight is going to be Alexander Georgiev. Another interesting thing from the last game, Vitek was sitting on the bench. He didn't play in the last game, but one of the shots got deflected and hit him in the face. So he was actually injured while he was sitting on the bench. So he has been moved to injured reserve list. We spoke to the coach earlier. He didn't elaborate too much on it. He said they're still looking at it, but seemed like he might be out for 2-3 weeks at least. So in his place, so tonight on the bench is going to be Yaroslav Oskarov, who's been called up from the Barracuda. With that, let's go to the game. Well, the Avalanche came out flying right at the puck drop, applying a lot of pressure on the San Jose Sharks. And just over 3 minutes into that first period, Carl Grunston took a high-sticking penalty. And on the ensuing power play, MacKinnon passed the puck to Makar, who was high in the slot. And then there was a Rantanen in the right circle. And Makar took a shot deliberately, a wide shot to the right. Now, Jake was there on that post, but he thought he's about to make a pass to Rantanen, so he moved towards Rantanen, which left Valerie wide open by the right post, but the shot bounced off the backboards and onto the tape of Valerie, and he just kind of tapped it in through the 5-hole and made it 1-0 Avalanche.
Playing back to Cale Makar. It all runs through him on top. Here's Makar loading up, and that one's wide off the boards. They score. It all runs through him on top. Here's Makar loading up, and that one's wide off the boards. They score. Right off the rebound, off the backboards. It's Balnichushkin backhanding it home, and it's 1-0 Colorado.
Well, the San Jose Sharks started the second period on a penalty kill. They were able to kill that penalty, which really gave a boost to the team. And that was just followed by a very strong performance by the Celebrini line. And eventually, just 4 minutes into that period, Mikael Granlund was on the backboard, protected the puck, really done hard work there. And then he was able to get the puck off from the backboards to Luke Cunning just to the left side, and Cunning passed it to Jan Ruta in the slot. Ruta took a hard slap shot while goalie made the kick save with his right foot, but the puck popped into that left circle, to the bottom of that left circle, and Carl Grundstrom just wristed it home in a wide open net and tied the game at 1.
He's slowed down by Girard. In to help is Cunning, fresh off the bench, all the way through to Ruta, shot, save, rebound. Score! He's slowed down by Girard. In to help is Cunning, fresh off the bench. All the way through to Ruta. Shot, save, rebound, score! His first as a Shark. First of the year, Carl Grundstrom. And it's 1-1.
Well, the Sharks continued with their pressure. And just before the halfway into that second period, Nathan MacKinnon turned over the puck in their zone to William Eklund, and Eklund just raced down the right boards, but some of the defenders from Colorado caught up to him, and after some back and forth, some passes, puck popped up in that right circle, and Eklund quickly touched it, knocked it down, and had a quick wrister in the net and made it 2-1 Sharks. Well, after that, Colorado coach reviewed that for a missed game stoppage, and upon review, the goal stood. So the second period ended with the San Jose Sharks leading 2-1, and Sharks outshot the Colorado 21-20, and that's how the second period ended.
Instead, it was intercepted. Here's CeCe. His shot high. Comes off the boards, touched by Eklund. Still available, Eklund. Scores! His shot high. Comes off the boards, touched by Eklund. Still available, Eklund. Scores! William Eklund. His big goal puts the Sharks up 2-1.
Well, the Sharks started the third period with a 2-1 lead. And just about 8 minutes into that third period, Barclay Goodrow got a penalty for holding. But in reality, Makar was holding his stick. But it, from the referee's perspective, it looked like Barclay Goodrow was holding Makar. And on that ensuing power play, Nathan MacKinnon just threaded the needle from the left circle onto the tape of Mikko Rantanen. And he just scored with a one-timer slap shot from that right circle and tied the game at 2. And here we go, deja vu all over again for the fans.
Rantanen loads up, back to Makar, gets it to MacKinnon. Now far side, they score! Mikko Rantanen! Rantanen loads up, back to Makar, gets it to MacKinnon. Now far side, they score! Mikko Rantanen! And it's 2-2.
Well, just past the 13-minute mark, while the Sharks were in the offensive zone, Will Smith tried to make a pass in the high slot, which got picked up, and off we went to the races to the other side, a 3-on-1 for Colorado, and that's when Kiri Ranta scored with a wrist shot from the left circle to the short side and made it 3-2.
Puck front of the net, Will Smith trying to give it up on the wing to Eklund, intercepted. Here come the Avs. Kiri Ranta, and he scores! Puck front of the net, Will Smith trying to give it up on the wing to Eklund, intercepted. Here come the Avs. Kiri Ranta, and he scores! Joel Kiri Ranta puts Colorado back in the lead. It's 3-2.
Well, that left the fans stunned because this, again, like I said, deja vu all over again. And before it was all over, Kiri Ranta would score one more goal from the right circle to make it 4-2. And that's how the final score stood tonight, 4-2, Colorado.
Blocked by Mittelstedt. Now a chance here for Kiri Ranta. He scores again. And it's 4-2, Colorado. What a third period. Georgiev comes out and hooks this one to the boards. Blocked by Mittelstedt. Now a chance here for Kiri Ranta. He scores again. And it's 4-2 Colorado.
Well, coach always looked at the fourth line as their main goal is not to get scored on. And if they get a goal, well, that's icing on the cake. Tonight, it started with the icing on the cake as Luke Cunning got assist on the first goal for the Sharks.
How much could that benefit, just kind of getting a boost maybe in these third periods, getting, you know, converting on some of those chances?
Yeah, it's they're going to come. We're getting the looks. Got to continue just putting the work every day and, you know, figure out, you know, how to get different results, obviously. You know, we're not happy with just being, you know, in these games. We want to win these games. Everyone in here is competitive. We want to win every time we step on the ice. So that's the mindset with our group, and you know, that's what we're gonna try to do every night.
But the way this team has so much firepower, that you guys not scoring on those back-to-back power plays kind of changed the momentum there in that third period, you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, we had some good kills. You know, they obviously got a couple there, but yeah, I mean, special teams are huge. You know, our guys got a lot of looks. Yeah, it would have been nice to obviously get one there, but you know, it's on all of us, 5-on-5, you know, to find ways to get them in, and that's what we're going to do.
What did you see on the penalty kill tonight and I guess the last couple of games here?
You know, when we're pressuring, when we're, you know, not thinking, just going, I think we're having success, obviously. It's a pretty dangerous power play group they got there, and, sometimes those are going to go. We just got to do what we do and give us the best chance to have success.
You guys have another dangerous opponent coming up on Saturday here. What good things can you take away from tonight, especially 5-on-5 into that game?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we played the right way, when we were, you know, knew when that talent was on the ice, we did a good job. And, you know, when we were quick to close in our D zone, and when we did do that, we got out and, you know, we played down there, and no different than obviously Draisaitl, McDavid, and the talent that they got. So another good test for us, and you know, looking forward to it.
Good to see Grundstrom score a goal there, kind of get the monkey off his back.
Absolutely. He's been working hard. Boys love him in here. That was great for him.
Alexander Georgiev looked pretty solid in the net tonight. He made some huge saves for the Sharks. But one goal, which you wish you could have that back, was on that 3-on-1 where he was on the post. It kind of touched his glove, but still slipped into the net. And that was sort of a go-ahead goal for Colorado tonight.
Alexander, what did you see on that the game-winning goal there, the first one by Kiviranta?
I need to look at the video, but Oddman Rush and just trying to play him fair and respect the shot, respect the pass, and I think it hit my pad a little bit and just rolled over. I feel it was inches there and managed to get that one.
Looked like you were pretty locked in through most of the game and a couple maybe bad bounces there for the last two goals. Just, I mean, take us through just how you felt tonight leading up, you know, just like a lot of, you know, 10 bell saves, a lot of cross creases. How did you feel in the crease tonight against especially a team like this?
Yeah, I felt pretty good. I think tried to enjoy, have fun there. And, you know, they're a very good team. The first period was a lot of good saves and kind of felt right into it. Made a couple good saves and just felt comfortable there.
I know you haven't been here long, but these third periods, you know, the having the lead late just seems to be a big issue right now. What do you feel needs to maybe not change in front of you defensively, but how can you guys maybe execute better in the third periods to kind of hang on and win these games?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it's a mental thing or just playing a little smarter. But we need to not accept this today as normal and learn from it and be better next time.
Does it feel weird facing your old team tonight, just definitely in that first couple minutes of the game, knowing that you saw them in practice all obviously, but now it's the game and they're a different uniform now?
Yeah, definitely. It's a little weird because you know the tendencies of the players, and it's not always a good thing for a goalie. Like you don't want to overcommit to whatever guys are doing. So for me, just kind of trying to approach it as a play the guys fair, like usual. I know how to play hockey, so just not overthink it.
Was tonight emotional for you at all, or did you kind of try to leave the emotion out of tonight?
It wasn't too emotional, no. I felt like I said, I just tried to play it as any normal game and not overcommit and just enjoy it. It's fun to play against those guys too. They're buzzing, very very fast team. Lots of Oddman Rushes, so try to enjoy it.
Well, William Eklund had a pretty solid game tonight. Here's he talking about what's going wrong for the Sharks on the power play. They had their chances, couldn't capitalize, but Colorado did. They scored two power play goals tonight.
William, despite the result tonight, do you think tonight the third period was maybe an improvement at least in terms of you guys were able to draw a lot of power plays and, you know, again, despite the goals, but a better overall third?
Yeah, yes, but it's just still just frustrating to give up games in the third period. As you say, it might have been a better third period, but, you know, still got to find a way to keep the puck not in our net.
How frustrating is it with the power play right now for you guys?
It's frustrating. You know, I think we have chances, you know, it's just... We're not putting in the net right now, and we gotta find something, some way, and how we can do it better.
What could improve, just in your opinion? What needs to improve there?
Puck movement. I feel like that's a huge thing. You know, all of us need to be open for each other, more puck movement, and that's a big thing.
How strange was it to see McKenzie on the other side there?
Really strange. Actually, I didn't think it would be that strange, but yeah, obviously, it's a great goalie.
Did it feel good to get one past him?
Yeah, it did. It did. I was letting him know too, so it was it was fun.
He's a talker, obviously. Just, I mean, your line mate Will, I mean, that was a Mackenzie Blackwood save. I mean, did he have anything to say? You know, what was said? I mean, obviously, I'm sure it was lighthearted, but what was said between you guys?
I just told him, you know, I'm not going to go with what I told him, but we I was telling you some stuff, so it was a hell of a save, that's for sure.
You guys go from a dangerous opponent tonight to another one on Saturday, obviously, in Edmonton. Seemed like the first couple of periods, you guys are doing a lot of good things, 5-on-5, closing out, taking away time and space. Some of those things you could take into Saturday here?
For sure. They have those, you know, superstar players too. And, you know, today, I think we did some good things against them. And, you know, it's gonna be a game in Edmonton too. So we got to, you know, see what we can do better from this game and take with us that next game.
Well, I'm sure coach is getting tired of answering this third period question. This was the fifth consecutive game where Sharks had a lead in the third period but ended up losing. So here's coach talking about some of that, and especially that icing on the cake for that goal by Carl Gunstrom. He really earned a goal. They've been working hard. That fourth line has been for the Sharks. Coach, to start on the positive note, you got the icing on the cake from the fourth line tonight at the start.
Yeah, good to see Grundy getting the score sheet. I know he's been trying really hard to score a goal. So yeah, it's positive for him.
So coach, is the third period becoming psychological? Because that seems like where things fall apart, where you guys have a lead or it's tied, and the third period seems to be.
I don't know if it's psychological. I think I didn't mind our third period at times. I thought we did some good things, but there's a fine line of winning in this league. And they make a couple plays, we don't make a couple plays, and it's in the back of our net, and that's the difference of the hockey game.
How much were the, you know, the power plays? Obviously, you can see the opportunities. Mac rang one off the post, but just because he would score one of those two, I mean, how much would a difference would that make for?
Yeah, huge. We got to score on the power play. Obviously, we hit the post there. When he gets Blackie makes a good save on Wenberg. Had some good looks, but that was the difference, right? They went 2-for-4. We went 0-for-4.
What you know, Ecky said that maybe you guys want to shoot a little bit more in the power play. What needs to change to maybe start executing at a higher clip on the power play?
Yeah, I think just got to be quicker with puck movement, be a little bit more in sync at times. I think it's been better the last few games, but still ways to go.
What did you think of Alexander's performance tonight?
Yeah, Georgie was good. Yeah, they made some really good saves, especially in the early in the third there. We didn't start on time in the third period, and he made some two huge saves that keeps us in the game. And those are the saves that you need when we're trying to go through this, what we're going through. And then we just, you know, we left him out to dry there on the 2-on-1.
The game winner by Kiviranta's first goal, is that a spot where Will's got to learn just what to do with the puck, end of the power play, tight game, that kind of situation, that turnover?
Yep.
Do you think this extra pressure sort of in the third leads to these small little mistakes that the other teams are capitalizing on?
No, I don't think there's any pressure. It's the National Hockey League. You got to learn how to play in these situations. We got to learn how to coach in these situations. We got to learn to continue to go through this together. There's no one here that's kind of, no one's walking through the door to help us. We got to continue to work together to get better and get over the hump in the third period.
What can you say about the PK the last couple of games here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously going up against really good power play doesn't get any easier with Edmonton. Some things that we got to look at to, you know, I think give some wrinkles to teams. You know, I thought even in the last goal there we gave up to Rantanen, it's a hell of a play that they make, but we're a foot off and it's in the back of your net. It's just the way it's going right now. Scott Henry was really good tonight.
What were some of the things that you wanted him to work on coming into tonight?
Is this puck moving defenseman.
So, coach, when you go up against your ex-player, do you overemphasize that don't take it for granted what you know his tendencies, or do you just say play him like it's another goalie?
You know, I think we understand his strengths and his weaknesses. We tried to – our guys understood that with our pre-scout. But at the end of the day, we're really focused on us.
Well, again, another tough loss for the San Jose Sharks. As I said, final score 4-2 Colorado. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in shots 34-31, hits 11-10, block shots 16-13, and giveaways 10-9, and takeaways 5-3, while the Avalanche led in faceoffs 52% to 48%. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star is from Colorado, and that's Joel Kiviranta, who had 2 goals, and he was +2 tonight. The second from the Shark is Luke Cunning, who had 2 assists, and he was also +2 tonight. And the third is for William Eklund from the Sharks, who had 1 goal, and he had 20 minutes and 52 seconds time on ice. Well, Sharks are going on a 2-game road trip to take on the Edmonton Oilers, followed by Vancouver. But we will see you again on Friday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Las Vegas Golden Knights right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching. And for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.